And of course, you know that we're not finished.
No.
When it comes to the
Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we got two more weeks.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about here.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute. What's happened? I can't find my. Oh, I misspelled it. Okay, hang on. Okay. I typed in collude.
All right. I love a good collude.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Collude and cream.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Cuckoo collude.
All right. Here we go. Pigeon shooting. Once in the Olympics, back in 1900, live pigeon shooting competition brought down 300 birds and was, quote, a bloody mess.
There was no PETA back then.
No, you're right. That was the one and only year for live pigeon shooting. After that.
Then they did clay pigeons after
that?
Yeah, I
guess.
Then they invented clay pigeons, right?
I mean, would you want to be the judge in that? I mean, because then you got to go, what, pick up the pigeon bodies, pigeon parts? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Ah. That'd get messy. Yeah, but then you could, you know. You could barbecue them, I guess.
Barbecue? Did you say barbecue?
Yeah. Sorry.
We're going to get them on a grill and we'll barbecue them.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I verbed barbecue.
Yeah, you did, as a matter of fact. Goodness. No, it's got nothing to do with it.
How dare you?
Yeah. Anyway.
How do you sleep at night?
Yeah. We'll come back and talk about later on how much the medals actually cost.
Oh.
Yeah, so there. Hey, yeah. I got a joke. I got a golfing joke for you today. You want a golfing joke?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Here's one you can tell the next time you're out golfing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scratch golfer hits his ball 300 yards straight down the fairway. Hits a sprinkler. Careens off into the woods. He finds the ball. But trees surround it. He gets angry, grabs his 9-iron, hits the ball as hard as he can. It bounces off the tee, bounces off a tree, back and hits the golfer right in the back of the head, and it kills him instantly. He arrives in heaven. God happens to be at the pearly gates that day to greet him. Looking up at his records, God says here that you're a golfer. You any good? Golfer looked at him and said, I got here in two, didn't I?
Oh, yes.
It's your golf joke.
Hello.
I was saying, pigeon shooting was a bloody mess. We see a new TV show last night. I think they call it Rat Bastard. It's all along the lines of Swamp People, except they're hunting Nutria.
Oh, Nutria. Oh, no. What was that on History? Is that what that's on?
Oh, I think it was Spy.
Oh, of course. Thanks. Well, of course. Wonderful.
Yeah, got that. And I didn't even record it.
No, we didn't. Yeah. Jason Majewski joins us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. How are you today?
Wow. How do you follow pigeon shooting and Olympic kazoos?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's it. You never know what we're going to do. Hey, I want to, I guess, cut right to the chase. It looks like the utility rates are going to have to go up a little bit in Bryan. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, that's been talked about for several years. This is not a new issue. We're looking at the best ways we can to try to maintain that and try to, you know, keep that increase from going up, but that's been in the process for many years and talked about and on our 10-year plan, so to speak, but it's something we're looking at, and, you know, rates have been going up all over Texas. Ours are still one of the most competitive in the state of Texas, and we're going to try to maintain it as low as possible.
But also, I mean, I think you can speak to the situation. Obviously, the Utility Council has shown, the Texas Public Utilities Commission, going to raise the rates as far as emergencies, if we happen to have any of those, and we've got a week of 100-degree temperatures in front of us. Texas reliability ranks almost last in America, yet locally, BTU is in fairly good situation, I think. The problem is you're in a grid that may cause blackouts or brownouts, and that has to be addressed in this hot weather.
And we're at their mercy every year, and luckily this year we didn't experience the 110-degree temperatures for 90 days. I think this has probably been the hottest week we've experienced here this summer, but so we're fortunate this year, but in future years may not be so fortunate, and that will cause emergency situations with the grid, and you will see roaming blackouts. But at this point, we're going to do all we can. We've got good people that work at BTU. Gary Miller just took over as the director of utilities over there, so things are looking good at BTU.
Jason Majewski joining us from Bryan this morning. Haven't had you in here since the budget presentation. Chuck Condrilla was in here a couple of weeks ago. But I always like this because Jason is in the real estate business, and so you can speak to this as a professional as well as an elected official. In looking at the projections that are coming down the road in about 2 years, I don't have the numbers in front of me, apparently property tax revenue is going to fall in the city of Bryan and then go back up, and the net change is 7.9% over 2 years. That's That's a frighteningly large swing, is it not? I mean, we're talking now not the property values themselves. They will fall, but let's talk about that first. That there apparently is 2 years down the road, I think, that you project property values to actually fall in the city of Bryan.
Well, we've got we're trying to maintain those levels. I mean, this past year, the sales tax was kind of flat. Property tax valuations were kind of flat. We're seeing an increase in development in Bryan and with residential, with commercial, retail. This biomedical corridor and all that it brings on the west side is going to help. So we're hoping we're going to have a good bump in the near future with tax valuations, and that'll help our budget. But you know, we're still way better off than most cities around Texas, most cities around the United States, and what's projected and with some of the drop-offs in tax valuations, right, and sales tax.
Well, numbers. What I want to talk about, and I brought it up so you could have it in front of you, the revenue transfer, where you go from a plus 5.4 to a minus 2.5 in 1 year. That's a 7% swing. That's almost 8% swing. That is significant, is it not? Can you give me the reason why that's happening in that revenue projection right there?
Well, we're in the process of discussing the budget right now, and that's something we can talk about in the near future. But at this point, you know, we're positive on our budget and positive on what we're expecting in on transfers. Again, with BTU, we're it's capped out at 7%. We can't ever change that without a vote of the people. So, you know, any transfers in from Bryan, Texas Utilities has always been maintained there. But it's something that we'll be looking at in the near future.
Tell me where we are, because City of College Station right now is working on making changes in their charter. They put a committee together, and they've made recommendations to Chamber. Is Bryan in any position as far as looking at changes to the charter?
We had a charter election several years ago. We haven't talked about it recently. Scott, haven't formed a committee. Usually our city secretary, Marilyn Strader, will approach us if there's usually there's some charter issue that needs to be tweaked, and the law has changed, and we need to bring it in line with the state law. And if that's the case, that's something we'll look at. And a lot of times you'll bring up other issues that might be prevalent to the city of Bryan that we'll throw in there. But we haven't talked about it. But if there's enough issues that merit an election, then that's something we can look at a charter review committee and amending and changing some of those, and then putting that on the ballot in November.
You know, one of the things that we had a story about earlier, that Jason Bielinski joining us this morning from Bryan, one of the things we had a story on earlier this week is that charter review committee in College Station looked at the idea of going to single-member districts, did not. College Station had single-member districts for a short time and then went back to at-large. Bryan, on the other hand, is basically single-member districts with one member at-large. College Station doesn't want to change. Does Bryan want to change? I mean, what former Mayor McElhaney said was, well, you know, if you end up having districts, then people say you're not spending enough money in my district, and that was one of the rationales that they use in College Station. How do you answer that from the city of Bryan being a mayor that does, in fact, have single-member districts?
Well, the 7 years that I've been on the city council, I can't say once have we had council members that only fight for their backyards. When you're elected from a single-member district, you're elected to represent all of the city of Bryan and the citizens as a whole. And our council members have done a good job representing all of the city and working on projects that benefit all of the city. I can understand the rationale that if you have, this is my backyard and that's your backyard, and I'm only going to focus on what needs to be done there. You focus on those issues and you focus on all of the city of Bryan's issues, and you could have some bickering. In Bryan, we haven't had that bickering in the past many years, and our city council reps have done a wonderful job representing their constituents in their single-member districts, but making sure that the whole city of Bryan was taken care of. I like the single-member districts. I mean, I think you've seen in College Station in years past where some of the elected officials were brought in from certain neighborhoods or certain parts of town where the populations are high. You could have that in Bryan. You could have probably a majority of the council members from the east side of Bryan and maybe some of the older central corridors of Bryan. So, I think when you have those five council members from single-member districts, they bring a lot of expertise and knowledge of their backyards and their areas to the table. So when we're talking about these budgets and we're talking about infrastructure projects and what needs to be done on capital improvements, we've got their area of expertise, because I'm not in their backyards every day. And so they can bring that wealth of knowledge to the table to where we make a proper decision that represents all of Bryan and that's good for all those neighborhoods. So we haven't had any problems with it. I think it's been a good system in place. And again, it gives people from all over Bryan chances to run and represent. And you can tell if you look at the applications that we receive on our citizen committees that we offer, majority of them do come from single-member District 3, which is the east side, and then come from 4, which is a central part of Bryan. And now you're starting to see an increase in 5, which is the west side, Art Hughes' area, around Traditions, Villa Marie, on that area. But very few from single-member Districts 1 and 2, which is the north and west sides of town and the minority districts. So, you know, you could have a reflection of that in the elections if you didn't have single member districts. But we've definitely got a lot of folks on those sides that want to get involved. And so it could be lopsided representation potentially, but it works well in Bryan, and College Station can do what works well for them in College Station. But I have no complaints with our system in place.
Got it. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, Scott, a couple things I want to mention. Of course, First Friday's coming up this Friday. If you haven't experienced the First Friday in downtown Bryan, it's wonderful. This will be one of our bigger First Friday events. There's a lot of things on the agenda for the night. Pixar movie Up is going to be playing in Sail Park, so bring your families out and enjoy a night in historic downtown Bryan and take a look at the wonderful Queen Theater. Also, Texas Reds Festival is right around the corner. We encourage everyone to go on to our website, texasredsfestival.com. We'll soon be signing up volunteers for Texas Reds Festival, and tickets will soon be on for sale. Just want to mention, on Friday night at Texas Reds, we'll have the Texas Tornadoes. You've got many Grammy winners there. They're an exciting band that's back together and touring the past few years. Promise it'll be a good time that Friday night in downtown Bryan. Then for all the Urban Cowboy fans, that Saturday we'll have Johnny Lee opening up for Aggie legend Roger Kreger. So mm-hmm. It's going to be a great mix of entertainment throughout the day Saturday and Friday. So we encourage everyone to come out to Texas Reds October 12th and 13th. Not an A&M football game that weekend, so don't have to worry about what the Aggies are doing that day. Is a day off to come in and support the community. Also got to mention our Bryan Municipal Golf Course, Travis B. Bryan Golf Course, bryangolf.com. We've got some wonderful specials going on right now. I know that for those that are playing golf at the A&M Golf Course, that'll soon be shutting down for their renovation, so we welcome you to come try out the Bryan Municipal Golf Course and what we have to offer there. But they've done a great job in offering family specials, children's specials, and specials for those that want to play on an ongoing basis. So some good deals there.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you.
Yeah, that's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620.